So what do you do if you don't know what to do? Like, there's a lot of people say, hey, I want to do something cool in my life. I want to go after something, but don't know what.
You know, I remember in the early 2000s, late 90s, being in Brazil, and I was on the beach. I was drinking a coconut water. It was perfect weather. You know, I had just trained really hard. I'm sitting on the beach, beautiful women on the beach. I have this cold coconut water, fresh, and I said, man, imagine if I could just do this every single day. Because at the time, I had a full-time job. I was just there on vacation, but I was using it to train. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, what if I could make my life into this? And no one was really doing that. And I said, well, why can't I just do it? You know, there was no path in front of me, and I just eventually committed to doing it. I had this near-death experience in Brazil where I fell off a cliff. And, you know, to me, I as I was falling, it was probably like a 20-foot drop, which is a pretty decent drop. Yeah. And I fell on a ledge. If I didn't fall on that ledge, I would have fallen hundreds of feet. And as I was falling, I saw my whole life flash before my eyes. And I remember, man, this is how I'm going to die. This is so crazy. I'm going to die in a mountain in Brazil. And I never got a chance to do what I truly wanted to do. And I landed and I was alive and all that stuff. And I remember contemplating everything. And I decided to leave my secure job and do my best to be a professional mixed martial artist. I didn't know if it was going to be as a fighter, but I said, this is what I love to do. I have to do it. You have to identify your passions. You have to identify what moves you. You have to identify what you love. The way the universe works, the way success works, is by finding what you love. If you are working and you are grinding and you are miserable, maybe you're not in the right thing. Now, it could be difficult. It could be tough. You could be suffering. But if you still love what you're doing, you're going to do that. You're going to do it with more of a smile on your face. It doesn't mean it's going to be easy. No one guarantees easy. Success is never an easy path. It's rarely an easy path. Very few people are going to get that lottery ticket. And even then, who's to say that means you're successful or that's going to give you a new life? To me, true success is battling again, going through adversity and achieving. That's the way things work. You think about getting stronger when someone lifts weights. I don't really lift a whole lot of weights these days. But you think about what means getting stronger. Everyone thinks about the good body and how you get strong, but what about the days of soreness? What about the days where you don't even want to get out of bed? The days where you need a little bit more sleep, but you know, that's the way it works. You get stronger through that weakness. You get stronger through that soreness. You get stronger through all those struggles and pushing through that again and again and again and believing in your mind leading the way. And I think that it's a longer process than we think. And you can't have even time in your mind. You just have to have your goal. And you have to listen all the time and look at your mistakes and look at yourself honestly. But I think identifying what you love is huge in success. And you might not even think about it. You're like, well, no one's done this before. How can I make a living off of this? Maybe you're not thinking hard enough.